T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let me get to some of your calls. And then Aaron Boone defends Marcus Stroman, because there's been a lot of vitriol to my guy Marcus, and it has to stop. You'll get to hear from the manager himself. But first, let's go to Joel in Kearney, New Jersey. How you doing, Joel?
Hey, Evan. How you doing? Hey, Tiki.
What's up,
long time listener.
Appreciate you, man.
What's up?
What's up?
Good. Good question, Evan. You're more into the whole Mets situation.
Yeah.
Let's say Aaron Judge, being that he's not durable as you say, and Pete Alonso is. When Judge was a free agent, Stevie was, I guess that was a little story that Stevie was not gonna bid on him.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances of the Yankees bidding on
Pete Alonso? I think here's the way I would answer that, and I'm going to take emotion aside. Obviously, I'd be devastated as a Met fan. I don't think there's any question that Pete ever ended up with the Yankees. I think there's a scenario where they could. I think if they missed out on Juan Soto,
right,
and Soto left, I could see the Yankees going down the avenue of, yes, it's right-handed, but Anthony Rizzo's gone.
Mm-hmm.
He is durable. He can hit home runs anywhere. Hey, maybe we'll pursue him, especially if the Mets are no longer pursuing him. Which means maybe they got Juan Soto. And I'm not trying to go down that road, but he's bringing up a fair question, which is, hey, could you see the Yankees pursuing Pete? I don't think on the surface Yankee fans would build their offseason around pursuing Pete, but I can see a scenario where that marriage could make sense. And yes, as a fan, that would be very devastating.
Yeah,
I admit that.
It doesn't feel like the logical next step, assuming Soto leaves and free agency, go someplace else.
Yeah.
But would it be the right next step? Is the question. And in theory, it kind of is.
It could be, yeah. If they don't...
Especially because it fills a defensive area of need, and you add kind of what you're losing if you lose Soto. A reliable player, obviously a better home run hitter, different overall hitter, but he's another star.
Yeah, I think the guy they would pursue over Pete on that level is Cody Bellinger. Because of his versatility to play the outfield as well.
Yeah.
Because he's a left-hand hitter. It also depends what kind of year he has. But again, I respect the question. I understand why it's asked. I hate thinking about next offseason.
Mm.
Like, we're about to start a baseball season. And you know what that reminds me of when people talk about next year? Reminds me of the NBA. And I love the NBA, but a lot of times when you know your team's not going anywhere, and I don't think that's fair to say about the Mets or Yankees because it's baseball.
Right.
I mean, you may not be optimistic about the Mets season. That's fine. I respect it. But I don't think you should ever be in the mode of, well, this season's over. Like, in the NBA, you can do that, unfortunately. Like, you're so bad sometimes, you know before opening night,
right,
we're not going anywhere.
Right, and then it proves it, like the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, like, you know it. The Knicks have had years like that. Mm-hmm. My team has had years like that. And so I hate that discussion. Now, come next October and November, yeah, it's going to be one of the craziest off seasons of all time. Pete's a free agent. Juan's a free agent. Bregman and Burns. And I mean, it's crazy. But, dude, it's March 20th.
Yeah.
And I don't like the idea of Pete Alonso on the Yankees. I grew this long beard out of loyalty to him, out of hope that he would remain a Met. And by the way, let me just say this real quick about Pete Alonso and the extension. Okay? If you're Pete Alonso,
what did
who's
he
a
tell
very...
You? He told you this?
My conversation that Pete and I had.
You're just bringing him up about his extension. I'm assuming you had this conversation with him.
Me and Pete had a very nice conversation. It is private.
A private conversation about his extension.
It is a private conversation that we had, okay?
About his extension.
We did not have a conversation about what I'm about to say.
Okay.
What I'm about to say is Pete's a smart guy. He has seen, and I take an L on this. I got this one wrong, by the way. I thought that Boris would win all his negotiations he waited on. I said it to you, and I'm totally wrong.
I don't think we brought this to air yesterday, but you said this to me.
Because I admit when I'm wrong about things. I said, man, I think Boris will win out on Blake Snell. He did not. Wrong. He'd win out on Matt Chapman. He did not. Wrong. He'll win out on the... He has lost out on every guy. And I wonder if Pete Alonso sees this and says,
oh, interesting.
What am I doing? Is this really the road I want to go down? And Pete, if you're listening to me, you already know this, but let me just remind you, your agent works for you. Okay? The agent works for you. My agent works for me. Tiki's agent works for Tiki.
Mm-hmm.
Even Sean has an agent, and that agent works for Sean. Is it possible Pete Alonso, after watching the bloodbath that has occurred, I apologize, after watching the losses that has occurred with all the Boris clients, my apologies, bad choice of words, does he call up Scott and say, Scott, you know what? I know you've promised me these things. Call up the Mets. Let's get this done. Mm. Get it to 250 and I'll sign a deal because I don't want to sit there until the middle of March and settle on a pillow contract.
That's a real possibility because Pete Alonso's, I mean, next year, next offseason, he's just under 30,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's not like he's aged out. It's not like he's nearing what Blake Snell is potentially thinking about with a long-term contract, but he still wants to be like wanted, not wanted because the money. And I think that's when you look at Snell and Montgomery and JD and all these guys, it's only because of the money. There's no team that's saying, I don't want that guy. I don't like that guy. They're saying, I don't want that guy at that cost.
Right, because Scott Boris overplayed his hand.
He overplayed his
hand. You want to sit there, Pete, on March 22nd, 2025 waiting?
No.
Now I wouldn't want it. And to Pete and to Scott, if you're listening, tick-tock. Because Monday at 4:30, right here on WFAN, I'm out of this beard thing. Because I made a deal. And I have fulfilled my end of it. I've colored my beard every single day after I grew it out of loyalty to Pete Alonso until he got a contract extension. And on Monday at 4:30, we're having a farewell ceremony to my beard. Because at 4:30, I get to shave half of it. Half of it's gone. The other half will live a few more days, and then that's gone. So if you're going to make a deal, get it done before Monday at 4:30, because then at least I can shave it off with victory in my hands as opposed to me shaving it off because I had to cut some kind of deal with you and Sean.
Wait, we've already reaped the benefits of the deal.
Imagine they sign an extension right now.
That would suck for you.
I love being a Met.
Dude, they do that.
That would suck for you.
It's coming out right
three
now.
3 weeks of torture for no reason.
And TV has already spotted him looking the way he's looking today. Mm-hmm. So
you've already got what you wanted.
Today's blood.
Yes. Today's blood. Well, Monday at 4:30, half of this cat living on my face goes away. You're all cordially invited to witness the end of an era. Half of my beard goes away. Let's go to Neil in Brooklyn. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
We're good.
I just wanted to talk about Aaron Judge for a second. I think it's ridiculous at this point to say that he's not injury prone. I was kind of in shock by the conversation before. Guy missed. I know he's a $400 million man or whatever it is, but guy misses large chunks of the season pretty much every year.
Not every
year. I'm a Yankee fan.
I mean, it's been three of the seven.
Half the years that he's been up. He's missed large chunks of the season. So I'm a Yankee fan. I mean, I'm a little worried going into the season with Aaron Judge as a guy. I know Soto, whatever, but Aaron Judge to me is the linchpin of the team. And then a couple callers back was just saying, oh, you know, it's not his fault. I mean, is it anyone's fault for getting injured? That was kind of ridiculous.
I agree with you, Neil. It feels like a cop-out. Well, like, I understand that those injuries were fluky.
Yeah.
But you still missed time.
But in an interesting way, it is his fault, right? It is how he plays the game. It's a lack of awareness of his body, like of his body's limitations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could say, and I remember we had this conversation before talking about Bryce Harper. When he was young, he was doing the same thing, running into walls and, you know, thinking he was indestructible, and he wasn't even as big as Aaron Judge. So Aaron Judge, in some ways, is at fault for the injuries. But at the same time, those injuries are freak injuries. Like, they don't just happen all the time.
But it doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't matter. But he can't help getting hit on the wrist.
No one's blaming him. I'm not blaming Aaron Judge. I'm not saying he's bad or he's mean or awful. I'm saying this is who he is.
I think the problem is that when you start labeling someone as injury prone, it almost becomes a derogatory undercutting of their talent. Right, so if that talent is superstar like Aaron Judge is, you say, yeah, but he's injury prone. Now all of a sudden, he's not a superstar. He's just kind of like just a really good, you know, sometimes great player. So when you qualify with that term, it just makes you feel like you're an unreliable player.
Well, he is unreliable.
Guess
what? Watch this.
But he's not.
In the last few years of his Met career, Jacob DeGrom was unreliable. I can say it about my all-time favorite player. He was unreliable. He was unreliable, yeah, I love the guy.
Okay, but see, here's the thing with Jake.
Careful,
I'm not even going anywhere. Like, you knew what he was in danger of getting hurt with. Like, you knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like, you knew what the risk was.
Yeah.
And it just kept happening.
Yeah, but guess what? Jacob DeGrom, over his Met career, which began in 2014 and ended in 2022, so if you do the math, he had a few more years in New York than Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
Was a much more reliable player overall than Aaron Judge was. Mm-hmm. Jacob DeGrom had, at the end of his career with the Mets, yeah, he was injury prone and was completely unreliable, 1,000% cosign. But in 2020, he pitched. In 2019, he pitched. In 2018, he pitched. In 2017, he pitched. In 2016, missed the final month of the year. In 2015, he pitched. In 2014, he pitched. So yeah, he was very reliable until the end. And I call him out for what it was. I still love the guy. That's why I get what you're trying to describe. And maybe that comes from the athlete perspective. Maybe it comes from the perspective of, it sounds as if me and others are kind of assaulting Aaron Judge's character, mm-hmm, or his talent. We're not. We're just describing what it's been like. He's unreliable. He is a great player. Jacob DeGrom was a great pitcher. He was unreliable. That's just the reality. And so what you need to do, and the Mets needed to do it at the end, and the Yankees are doing it now, is you have that great player, but you have to prepare. What if I don't have him?
Mm-hmm.
What are we? And by the way, more on this later, maybe not today, another day. I've thought about that a lot with the New York Jets too. What are they without Aaron Rodgers?
Mm.
What are they? Maybe not a Super Bowl team, but can they at least be competent? Like, you've got to build yourself in a way in which you can survive injuries. More of your calls, and I promise, as soon as we get back, we'll hear from Aaron Boone on what happened between him and Marcus Stroman that caused a controversy that shouldn't have been a controversy. As you may recall, Gerrit Cole, unfortunately, is starting the season on the injured list. And we got the news last week that it's not the worst situation ever. He's not needing Tommy John surgery, but he is going to miss a couple of months. And we'll see. We'll keep an eye on that. So the Yankees had to announce, all right, who's going to start opening day? Who's going to get that honor? Carlos Rodon never really seemed to be considered for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees more were like, all right, let's keep him on his schedule. So Carlos Rodon was never rumored. And then a story came out last week that, and I think I blame the Yankees slightly for this too. A story came out last week that made it seem as if the Yankees offered it to Marcus Stroman. And Marcus was like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather start the home opener slash I want to stay on my schedule.
Yeah.
And even if that story, which is not exactly how it happened, but even if that story was the case, I still would defend and did defend Marcus Stroman because it's opening day, it's one day, and if being on the right schedule is more important to him getting ready for a full season where you want to maximize the most out of him, I have no issue with that. But I believe that there are many people who do not like Marcus Stroman. And you don't have to like Marcus Stroman. Maybe he blocked you on Twitter.
Right.
I don't know.
Right. They pre-dislike him for whatever whatever the reason is.
Whatever the reason. But what's important in life is no matter what you think of somebody, you want to be fair to them. If you're going to rip them for no reason just because you don't like them, then you're not being fair to them. So I got the impression, not from everybody, but some Yankee fans, because they already didn't like Marcus Stroman, turned this into an anti-Marcus Stroman story. I did not see it as such. You did not see it as such.
Nope.
And by the way, Marcus Stroman went out of his way to take a shot at my guy Tiki last week because Marcus needed to get involved in the Saquon Barkley situation. And yet Tiki was the bigger man and said, I don't care if you ripped me. In this individual story, I don't think Marcus Stroman did anything wrong. Well, Aaron Boone explained to John Boy the other day what happened. And when you hear what happened, we need to determine two different things. Number one, do you believe what Aaron Boone is telling you? Because I know that there are many people saying, manager speak. He's just making it up. And if you do believe what Aaron Boone said, does it change your view on the story that you put in your own head? So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the manager of the New York Yankees, Aaron Boone, talking about opening day and Marcus Stroman.
I wanted to keep Stroh on his schedule and where he was lining up. And one of the reasons we put him in the three slot was for opening day in the Bronx. Like, I wanted that to be him. So my natural thought was I was going to go with Nestor just because he was in a spot where we could be the most flexible with his schedule. And but I did bring Stroh in just to, you know, out of respect and saying, hey, my preference is to keep you on line, especially with the home opener in the Bronx. But, you know, I want to be deferential to you. And he was unbelievable. He's sitting right in that chair. He's just like, whatever you guys want. I'm ready for anything you guys decide. And he goes, if you change your mind next week, I'm good. I'm good with that too. Like I do not care. I'm just ready to roll.
Wow.
Now
that's defending your guy.
So do you believe him?
I do, actually. And I feel like even more so, Aaron Boone understood why Marcus Stroman wanted this be the home opener. Like I don't know whether you grew up a Yankee fan or a Mets fan. It's up for debate, whatever. But he still understands the importance of pitching the home opener in Yankee Stadium. I mean, he said it whenever it was, 2 months ago,
right,
a month and a half ago, whatever it was. So you know it was on his mind.
Sure.
And it was likely reinforced based on that conversation that Aaron Boone said that he had with Stroman. I want to keep you on pace. I know how important it is for you to pitch the home opener. This is right in line with what you want to do. But our ace is down. He's out for a month. I'm coming back to you just out of respect because you're up there. I view you as one of these guys. It could also be our ace. Do you want the opening day start? And I don't know what actually went down. I don't know if Stroman said, no, I'm good here, or Aaron Boone said, let's just leave you there. But it sounds like Marcus Stroman was willing to do whatever.
Yeah.
But Aaron Boone understood and kind of made the decision for him, let's have you start at home because I know that's what you really want to do.
Right.
That's how I take that. That's how I heard that.
Do you take that, Sean, who has been very skeptical of Boone in the past, as a legitimate story by Aaron, or him just protecting his player?
No, it sounds legitimate, and even if it wasn't legitimate, I go back to this, it's still ridiculous to bash Marcus Stroman for that. It just is. I'm sorry. There's going to be other reasons. If Stroman coming after Tiki, Stroman will not be able to stay off social media, but the bottom line is this. He was excited about starting the home opener, routine or not, and plenty of starting pitchers are on. If you have the opportunity to start on the road in Houston or keep the home opener start, every Yankee fan should understand and believe that the home opener is more important to a guy's career. So I don't even know, even if Aaron wasn't telling the truth, I still come back to, it's ridiculous to get mad at a guy. We should appreciate that the guy wants the ball there.
Yeah, I always also look at it as, what the hell's a big deal?
Right.
There's 162 games.
162. First, are we going to care?
Mm-hmm. No. And what you want is 30-plus starts from your starting pitchers. That's what you want. And so if it's game one versus game three of a regular season, it doesn't freaking matter.
Yeah.
Where I think there's criticism to be had, and this goes to the Yankees mostly, because it's about the Yankees. It's your brand. It's your team. It's your organization. It's your messaging. This is New York City, and you got to get ahead of the story. So when we know Gerrit Cole is not going to be ready for opening day, maybe instead of being secretive about it, about who's going to start, maybe Aaron Boone talks openly about, hey, you know what? We're thinking about Carlos Rodon. We're thinking about Marcus Stroman. We're going to look at their schedule. We're going to look at this. And instead, because it was so secretive, and then Marcus came out and said, yeah, it's not me,
yeah.
The story took on its own legs that the Yankees had no control over when they could have controlled it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so it became this controversy.
Yeah, he shouldn't have. Like, he didn't need to tell everyone that he wanted Marcus Stroman, or at least ask Marcus Stroman to be the opening day starter. He just said, I made the decision. It was my decision. We went with Nestor. Nestor was okay with it. Stroh's going to start the home opener because that's the schedule that he's already on. Because that's basically what they did with Rodon.
Yeah.
It's the same situation. I don't know if Rodon had the ability to flip his schedule. I mean, but in theory, he could, obviously, right?
There were enough weeks.
Of course. There were enough weeks at that time to have flipped it.
Yeah, but so, when they start in the middle of February, man, I'm telling you, it is routine-based, bro.
Yeah, but stuff happens. You know that, right? It happens.
This is the only mistake Marcus Stroman made. And, by the way, it's a mistake Aaron Boone seems to make constantly. Don't feed the beast more than it needs to be fed. And the beast is us. Marcus Stroman didn't have to come out and say, yeah, he talked to me about opening day, but I'm starting the home opener, because you're opening yourself up to criticism. Don't even tell us that.
Yeah.
There are certain things we don't need to know that we make a bigger deal because, hey, we're in New York and this is part of the beast. Don't feed the beast. And I think both of those guys, Aaron Boone and Marcus Stroman, feed the beast too much. And that's how Boone steps in it with injury updates.
All right. Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. How you doing, Mario?
How you doing, guys?
What's up, Mario?
What's up?
Yeah, so
I. Yeah, we lost him. He never got to make a point.
I know.
I always feel bad when that happens. Guy waits, right. Waits. And then it's like, and then he's gone. Joe's on Long Island. How you doing, Joe?
Hey, guys. So I would personally like to thank Sean for the Mr. Softy update. this pertains particularly to me I got to say maybe 10 years ago. My brother and I were coming home from a Yankee game. We said, we got to get Mr. Softy. And there used to be a truck. They usually would have a truck parked on River Avenue. And for some reason, that day, he wasn't there. So we said, okay, let's find one. We drove across 163rd Street, and we, you know, didn't find one. We lived in Lindenhurst at the time, which is a good 2 hours out of the way. We took side streets all the way. Other than the Throgs Neck Bridge, every other street we took was a side street. And we never found a Softy truck until we hit the Lindenhurst Middle School parking lot, at which point my brother, you know, hit a hard left and killed 6 nuns and, you know, a dog. But we did get our Mr. Softy. But the announcement today will spare us this pain going forward. And I don't know if you guys know, there's actually a Mr. Softy app that I discovered recently, which actually tracks the trucks. So.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
I never knew.
I didn't know that.
I'm a subscriber.
Are you? You know about the app?
Well, only because they are very infrequent. Mr. Softy owns the territory in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it's like every other day they might come. So I downloaded the app. Hey, where you at?
I was doing research before because I didn't know who supplies the ice cream at Citi Field. I just know I have it a lot and I love it. And it's soft served ice cream.
Uh-huh.
I have confirmed It is Mr. Softy. And I got to tell you, I have new appreciation because that ice cream is flat out maybe the best ice cream I ever have.
It's not airy. It's always creamy. It's perfect.
It's fantastic to the point where sometimes when I'm done, I'm like, I need more. Like, I'll go back for another.
Of course you need more. You dump the sprinkles on there. You let it play in your mouth. By the way,
do they do the hat too at Yankee Stadium where you get the Yankee hat?
Evan, it's a baseball stadium.
I'm just making sure.
Every baseball stadium in America does the hat. Gimmick. It's like same turkey gimmick. And Thanksgiving.
Right, same gimmick.
They also
what do you do with the hat afterward? You keep them?
Oh, they're all washed out. My kids get them. Yeah.
Yep.
It drives my wife nuts.
Really?
Stop bringing home the helmet. Stop bringing home the souvenir cups.
What else would you do with it?
You got to keep it.
Right. I think you got to keep it. It's just like a waste of a souvenir.
Her point is we're going to die one day and they're going to clean out 50 million mini helmets.
If you go into my oldest son's bedroom, he's got 117 different Met hats.
Wow.
And here's what's pretty cool about it, what the Mets do. And I'm usually a traditionalist. Just give me the blue hat. Like, don't get funky about it. Every homestand, different hat. Mm. And some of these hats are like not even real Met hats. Like, there was one last year where it was the silhouette of the state of New York with an NY. It's like not even
That's
a real.
Cool.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And they got the apple at Citi Field.
Okay, so the apple. I want to get to that. Mm. So if you want more ice cream than just what's in the hat, which sometimes I'm like, let's go.
Evan, it's also a helmet. Just call it the helmet.
What am I calling it?
A hat.
A hat.
It's a helmet cup.
Yeah. I apologize. Helmet cup.
Very because hat, I'm thinking, not go through the holes?
I'm sorry. I'm awkward. I mean, I use incorrect terms sometimes. What do you want me to tell me? So in the helmet, if you want to go bigger, you get a home run apple. A home run apple. And it's an even bigger size. And it's an apple. With the ice cream in.
And sometimes you get the cookie stuffed in it as well.
I've never had that.
Yeah, you upgrade for the Sunday.
Dude, you guys go to baseball games for dessert, it sounds like.
Damn right. There's a lot of these games, Teak.
Teaky, before pace of play, you could argue ice cream was true. The big reason you went. We were a kid. Baskin-Robbins ran the promotion. Every baseball team. So there was a summer. I think it contributed to why I'm fat today. I went to try to get all 30 helmets.
It's beer for me. Beer over ice cream. All day.
Because you're a man.
Well, they're not. You can't do them together.
Oh, yes, you can.
They're kind of mutually exclusive.
Yeah, I wouldn't mix them. They work well together.
Are you kidding?
I've polished off two pinstripe Pilsners and in the eighth inning got a swirl cup.
Oh, but as soon as you have ice cream, it's like you're done. You're done with beer.
Tiki, you're an athlete. You're not a fat guy.
I'm just telling you.
I'm neither fat guy or athlete. Closer to an athlete than a fat guy. And I'm with him on that. Yeah, no, I'm. Yeah.
What's an athlete? A chess player?
You know, it's funny. Earlier today, I forget who's doing this promotion. There's a guy doing a promotion where he has to make 100 consecutive free throws in a row. And I saw this and I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then I started thinking to myself, if I went into a gym and I put the clock up at 30 minutes, okay, so I got 30 minutes to do this, and I had to just shoot free throws. I got a basketball in my hand right now.
How long would it take you?
What is the longest streak I could put together? So I got 30 minutes. I'm out there all day. Good 30 minutes. Maybe an hour. And I have to make how many in a row? Like, what's the longest streak of consecutive free throws I would go on?
It's funny because as focused as I could be as an athlete, I don't have the focus to stand and do something like that.
You couldn't do it for a half hour?
I couldn't. I'd get bored.
The answer is, for all of us, is less than 10 in a row.
Really? You think
that? I say that because...
Definitely for me. Definitely for me.
Look at real NBA players' percentages, number one. Those are the real players. Number two... Yeah. Your arms, the longer you're out there, will get fatigued. So your best shot at a long streak is within the first couple minutes. Yeah.
By the way, I think that's a great assessment, that the longer this goes on, the more difficult it will be. But challenge accepted. Mm. And I think we all have to do it. Half hour.
We should have known.
You have a basketball hoop near you?
I live in America. Yeah,
just making sure.
Who doesn't have a
basketball? I don't want you to have to, like, go 5 miles down to the school.
5 miles?
I don't know.
Everybody has a school within 2 miles, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do you have a hoop near you?
We have one in the backyard. So. Okay.
Is it regulation?
It is regulation.
Regulation free throw line?
Regulation free throw.
Okay. Now, is a half hour too long? You want to cut it down to 15 minutes because we're all old and tired and out of shape?
I don't know. I couldn't do it for 30 minutes.
You couldn't even do 15 minutes?
15, I could. 30, right, 15, 30, I cannot.
I think 15 is fair because I kind of agree with Sean. It would end up being a waste of time because after the first 10 minutes, you're probably not doing it anyway.
It's too cold to do it today, though.
I didn't say today.
I'm just making sure.
I'm doing it. By the way, I'm doing it inside. I'm going to like a local gym.
That's cheating. You don't have wind conditions.
Well, you got to do it outside. Everybody's got to play by the same
conditions. Why would I go outside?
Because it's like that's what you do with pickup basketball. You play outside.
I play at a gym, dude, when I play. I don't play outside.
No, Evan, we can't all go outside and you go inside. That's clearly cheating.
Oh, you think I have an advantage?
Yes.
1,000%. Wind gusts, everything.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what disadvantage I have? If you do it at home.
Sun glare.
There's no pressure. I do it at a gym. There's people there. Like, I'm under pressure. I feel like everybody's watching
you're
me.
You're on local TV today with white stains all over your cheek. You're worried about free throw pressure?
Yeah, it's far different. You go to a local gym, like my local gym. I go there. There's always people playing. So I start shooting free throws. I feel like people are staring at me.
Because they're like, get the hell off the court.
Right.
Yeah, they're like, you don't belong. So it has to be outside?
Yes.
Okay. Outside, that means I got to raise my hoop because it's not regulation.
Lugie,
right,
you can go right up the road. There's one right up the street.
Oh, there's tons of hoops in there.
I get the impression Lugie doesn't want to have fun and do it.
I don't want to have, well, first of all, I don't consider this fun, but I will do it. I mean, it's not fun.
How is that fun? Because
it's not
free
fun.
Throws, playing
it's
basketball?
I mean, it's not fun.
Why
but
is that
for
not
the
fun?
Because it's not fun.
The question is, do we need documented proof?
Yeah, you got to film yourself. Got 15 minutes of film. Yeah.
Why don't we just all do it together?
Make That's
it
a fair point. You want to do it together?
Yeah, we could do that.
And that way we could heckle Evan like they do like during a real free throw. Okay. We do that to each other.
Then we got
pressure.
I think we circle it down to 10 minutes.
Yes.
Okay?
10 is perfect.
10 minutes. You get 10 minutes to keep shooting free throws. The longest streak that you put together in the 10 minutes is your number.
Like it.
And we can do that all together. So, you know, don't take any time away. We'll find a local hoop and it's fair. What?
I think I got the day.
Go ahead.
We should do this Monday, weather permitting.
Monday, that's fine. I don't really
care.
We
have a little more wiggle room. We're playing a Yankee game before we're on the air.
Yeah, but I'm watching said Yankee game. The Yankees against the Mets. We better be here before 1
well,
o'clock.
No, but it's a spring training
game. I'm scoring the game, too, by the way.
Well, no, it's a spring training
game. From your office?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Nerd alert! Where was I scoring it from? Florida?
I don't know.
You need
home?
To score this
know.
Game.
Listen, we can do it as long as we're back here by 1 o'clock. I want to score Yankees-Mets, yeah. Mm-hmm. We can do it Monday. That's fine.
That would mean we have to start at least noon.
Yeah, I get to get started by noon. We all meet at noon by the local.
There's a place right here.
Yeah,
it's okay. Right up the street.
Now, what do you think your number's going to be? I want to write this down. I want to see how accurate everybody is. And by the way, everybody should play this game at home. It's a fun game. How many consecutive free throws could you actually make in a row? Don't give yourself all day. Like a nice little time frame, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
It's got to be constrained by a time.
Our listeners are very honorable. They would never send us anything that's a lie. So
unless it's Kendrick.
Who?
Kendrick.
I'm going to say 7 for me.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think I could beat you. I think he says 7.
I never played basketball.
Evan,
it was
the one
sport I never played.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to go with 8. Go ahead, Sean.
The athlete says 7. I'll go 6.
You're going 6. Mm-hmm. Lugie?
I'll do 5.
Wait a second. So I'm the most confident of all the people here?
Yes.
Some might call it the most delusional.
You don't think I can make 8 consecutive free throws?
Nah, I
mean, you don't think I can make 8 consecutive free throws?
Can?
There's some big men in the NBA that can't do that.
I get
anybody
it.
Can likely to make 8? No.
Do you think I will make or have the longest streak of everybody on this show? Me, you, Lugie, Tiki.
No.
Depends on if I lift weights that morning.
Tiki can accidentally beat us.
So you think Tiki by accident will win this competition?
You saw him take his shirt off 2 weeks ago.
What does that mean? That's not like shooting a basketball, though.
It all
you heard
up.
What he just said. He didn't play basketball.
It doesn't matter. He's an Under Armour mannequin.
How does that help you shoot a free throw?
Evan.
Just because he looks good in his underwear.
He's more sustained for the run of 15 straight minutes of shooting
I
free throw.
I bet you he finishes
10.
Last.
10.
10?
10 minutes.
I bet you he's going to finish in last place. I bet you have a longer streak than Tiki. He's not a basketball player. He just said he doesn't play basketball.
When was the last time you played basketball?
I mean, in your face? pre-pandemic.
But you're not shooting shooting free throws in a pickup game anyway. So the last time any of us shot free throws, besides Evan, who clearly practices at home, would be like high school anyway. So we're all at a disadvantage.
You haven't shot a free throw since high school?
No, you know what, Evan? This is where
you don't go to like a gym and
shoot. No, no. You know what I did in my 20s? I tried to pick up girls and go out and party. I didn't shoot free throws.
Excuse me.
And I live in Manhattan now, and I don't do stuff.
I'm not talking about 20s. I'm talking about right now.
No, I don't care about this stuff anymore. Playing sports.
The last time I shot hoops was like a month ago.
You have 2 sons.
Yes. So you have
no kids.
It was not even with them. I went to the gym. I started shooting.
By yourself?
Yes. Well, people are always around. You strike up conversations.
Oh, hold on.
Basketball.
What are you, 80 years old in Boca Raton?
Now, by the way, I started shooting around. Were you doing like the fake and the post moves like you were playing a ghost? Were you that embarrassing?
The headband.
I did wear a headband, yes.
Oh, Lord.
I got a lot of hair. What do you want from me? Was I doing? No, what I was doing was like I'd be like Durant. Like I'd get to my spot and take a mid-range.
And then I would, like, fake like I'm posting up, fade away like I'm Patrick Ewing.
That's, by the way, what he was talking about.
Oh, is that what you were saying?
It's so embarrassing.
Yes, Evan. I did that.
You're a public figure. Stop doing that.
Now, I would take a couple of free throws, but I would never stand there and just shoot free throws. So, like, I haven't done that. But I would shoot a free throw. Like, I would start the day by shooting a free throw.
I think doing a free throw as opposed to the fake post moves are more, like, normal than...
What's abnormal about making believe you're Kevin Durant? Like, why not? Just playing basketball.
Because there's nobody there.
No, there's other people there.
Against air.
They're all shooting shots, too.
But that's awkward, dude.
I know.
It's just awkward. You just
kind of basketball, so where are you coming from on this?
But I've been to gyms and seen people that do it.
And what do they do?
You're just kind of like, eh, I guess a little weird.
Let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge. What's up, Ozzy?
What up, Ozzy?
I would shoot -1 in a free throw contest.
God, I appreciate your honesty, then. I think I'm going to win. Yeah, I think I'm going to beat all these guys in this.
Yeah, when everyone was playing basketball, I was playing hockey during basketball hockey.
All right, good for you, man.
Make sure you adjust for the win, like Billy Ho. White man can't jump.
Great movie.
Nothing like to the thing you were talking about before. Nothing like getting good creamy helmet. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Ozzy. You have anything else to add? Is that it? You done?
You should have called you Goofy.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ozzy. I'm in your mood for you today. Making all these inappropriate jokes. Let's go to Andrew down in Virginia. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Just want to give some pub to Tommy, hardest working man at the station.
No doubt.
He's top three. I'll definitely give him that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely on this show. Evan,
I just appreciate your civic engagement, Evan and Tiki. And if you come down for the Mets game in Washington, I'd love to have you at the Pentagon.
Really? At the Pentagon? Like, you'd let me in the Pentagon? Like, you have an office or something?
Yeah, no, that's where I work. So I'd love, if your family was down, we'd have you in there and give you the tour.
Oh, I'm in. I'm now planning a vacation out in D.C. to see the Mets National so I can hang out in the Pentagon with you, Andrew. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, good stuff, Tiki. I appreciate your giant effort. My family's a big...
Oh, thank you.
Big
thank
giant you, people.
I so, appreciate it.
I'm from the Virginia area.
Look
I'm
at you.
To take you up on that as well.
You've never been to the Pentagon?
No. I mean, I'm from Southwest Virginia. I used to be in Northern Virginia all the time. Been to the White House, been a lot of places, but never.
Now you're just bragging.
No, I've just never been to the Pentagon.
I went to the White House one time. It was 2 years ago. It was, you got to email your congressman. They do a background check on you. And then they give you a chance to go to the White House. It was icicling from the sky. It was icing. It was raining. It was snowing. It was the day after the Jets lost to the Jaguars on that Thursday night about 2 years ago,
okay,
as you recall. And by the time we got into the White House, we were soaking wet.
Miserable.
We were miserable. My oldest son was there. He was miserable. And we were packed with people that by the time I got in, I was like, when are we leaving? This is horrible.
Right.
So, yeah, I got to make a return trip at
some
point.
Did you meet anybody when you were there?
Did I meet anybody? I met a security guard who got on my nerves because I was wearing a Jets jacket and an old New York Nets hat. And he didn't recognize the New York Nets hat and said, excuse me, sir, we can't allow you in. And I said, why? And he's like, Jets jacket, Giants hat, pick a side.
I got it.
And I was offended. I was like, excuse me, I'm a Jet fan. This ain't a Giant hat. And I ripped it off my head and I was showing it to him.
And so he was okay, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
All right, go.
Yeah, he was, because I showed it to him. Accused me of being a Giant fan.
Now that you've offended me, can you show me the Oval Office?
Yeah, right. Tim is, I'm sorry, Mark is calling from Southern California. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Hey, Evan. Hey, Tiki. How you guys doing?
Good.
Before I start, I do, Sean, please, you can't wear that shirt. It has that eagle green to it. Please don't do that.
Are you wearing an eagle green? Oh, wow, he is. His shirt is eagle green.
Kelly Green.
Kelly Green.
Wow. You know what? Fair point. It's in the garbage.
Great point there, Mark. Great point.
What's up? Okay, now, Evan.
Yeah.
I got a way out for you to shave your beard.
Yeah.
Steve Cohen gave you a way out. He said that there's not going to be no talks until after the season. He's going to let Alonzo go ahead and be a free agent and scour the market. You could start, you grow the beard after that.
Yeah.
Because It gives them a chance. So go ahead. It's okay to shave the beard.
Well, I mean, I'm sort of out of it now. For those that don't know, the reason I've colored my beard every day for 3 weeks is it's a part of an agreement to break the agreement of growing the beard out till Pete Alonso signs a contract extension. The last thing I need to do on Monday at 4:30 is shave half of my beard off. And then it's obviously over because half my beard's gone. Following week, the rest of my beard's gone, and we're done. Steve said that, and I believe the Mets, and I believe that there are no more negotiations between the Mets and Pete Alonso if there ever was one. But I said this earlier to Tiki. Boris's clients has done so badly waiting and playing this long game. And Pete's only been a client of Scott for a few months. Okay, so Scott's a business transaction. That's all that was. Yep. It's not like Scott developed Pete Alonso and found him when he was in college. No, someone else worked their ass off to be his agent for the first part of his career. It wasn't Scott Boris. All Scott did was scoop him out. And by the way, I get it. That's the business. It's a tough business. But that's all Scott did. So Pete doesn't have any loyalty to Scott Boris. And Pete may be looking at what's happened to Matt Chapman and Blake Snell and J.D. Martinez, who still hasn't signed. And I don't know. Maybe he says, hey, Scott, maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe you should reengage with the Mets and get this deal done.
I think he's saying, I think you've lost your touch.
Maybe he said that.
Or owners have changed. Owners have realized now that they're mostly, or not mostly, but trending towards billionaires, mm-hmm. that they actually have the upper hand.
Yeah, and maybe Pete realizes that.
It could be heading that way.
Dan is calling from Dumont. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Big fan of the show. So two things. Evan, I would shoot 100 free throws. This is just a thing I used to do to clear my mind,
yeah.
Right? And my highest streak ever was 37, and I was such a nerd, I would actually write it down, and I would go in groups of 10. And so 37 is my streak, and I once made 94 out of 100.
Wow.
So that's one thing. But it takes...
Did you play basketball, Dan?
What's that?
Did you play basketball?
Just in high school, nothing major, but...
Got it.
You know, something I was always into.
I mean, 37 is a lot, dude. Called, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Only one time. It was like Haley's Comet. But the other reason I'm calling, this one's for Tiki, or really for both. Evan, were you aware that your partner took part in one of the most famous reality TV shows in the year 2007? Were you aware of that?
2007? I'm aware of like some reality show with Jersey Housewives because my wife loves it and watched it, but not this one.
Way before that.
2007.
This one's even better. Yeah. It's called Project Runway. Are you familiar with that?
I've heard of Project Runway. You went Project Runway?
It was.
Let me give you the lowdown. After months of subjecting my wife to, oh, is there a Knicks game tonight, the Yankees game, all that stuff, I started watching Project Runway with her. We started going through the seasons.
Okay.
And lo and behold, season 4, episode 3.
Now, hold on. Season 4,
menswear,
episode 3.
And Tiki was featured.
Because they don't do a lot of menswear. It's
really?
Mostly like female clothing.
Oh, I got a homework assignment tonight.
There was a menswear.
Let me tell you.
Okay.
Evan.
Yeah.
Watch this show with your wife. It's actually not bad, but I have some questions for Tiki.
Go ahead. It's a long time ago. Go ahead.
Okay. Did you actually wear that horrible outfit they made for you?
For the show, yes. Afterwards, no.
Now, Don, we will ask questions at a later date, and I'll tell you why. I think all of us are now going to watch.
Mm-hmm.
You've already given us the information. Project Runway, Season 4, Episode 3, the play-in tournament tonight sucks. I'm locked in. That's what I'm doing tonight. Yeah. I don't have to watch the Nets lose tonight. Oh, we do have the Knicks tonight. Crap. Knicks
tomorrow night.
Oh, tomorrow. Yes. So no Knicks, no Nets, no hockey. All we have is that dopey play-in tournament, which means it's a play-in tournament, by the way. I know it's the NCAAs, but you know what I'm talking about. So tonight's Project Runway night.
Mm.
So I'm going to be locked
in.
Season 4, Episode 3. Mm. Be locked in on that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.